they decided that obviously there was an imminent risk of invasion. So one of the ways to try and foil the invasion was to erect these fir poles. And these poles were dug into the fields all across the farm, any field of any size, you know, and most of the fields were 20 acres or thereabouts, so a fair length. So, and they would have been ideal for gliders to land. So they put these poles in about every, I suppose, about every 30 yards, I suppose, that sort of thing, and which made life very difficult for my father and the men on the farm for cultivations and everything, because all these poles were in the way. But anyway, it was all in the national interest to do it. Anyway, they stayed until the risk of invasion was over, which I don't know exactly when they were taken out, but it must have been, they must have gone in 40, 41 and been taken out in 42, 43, something like that. No, they weren't there very long, but I remember those. And sometimes, instead of digging them out properly, they used to leave them just below the surface, and of course with disastrous consequences. And I always remember after the war we were putting some tile drains in, and we had a contractor doing it, and in charge of this this machine that the contractor was using was an ex-German prisoner of war. And I went down and one day, and I could see they'd stopped, and I said, "What's going on then, Albert?" And he said, "Well," he said, "we've hit something." And anyway, I had a look, and I could see straight away what it was. It was one of the base of one of these poles.